So here's a number that should make you uncomfortable. 20 to 1. That's the ratio of what Anthropic just agreed to spend versus what they're actually getting. $5 billion in funding from Amazon, $100 billion in cloud spending obligations. This isn't venture capital. This isn't even debt. This is something we've never seen before in tech deal structures. And either it's the smartest infrastructure play in AI history, or Anthropic just sold themselves into servitude without anyone calling it an acquisition. Welcome back to Edge Capital Insights. I'm Sloan. Today we're going deep on the Anthropic-Amazon deal that just closed and why the entire structure of this arrangement should make you rethink what venture capital actually means in the age of foundation models. Let me set the scene. Until recently, the AI infrastructure game looked simple. You raised venture money, you rented compute from the cloud providers, you built your models, you scaled, standard playbook. OpenAI did it with Microsoft. Google had their own hardware. Anthropic was doing the same dance, taking money where they could find it, spreading their compute across providers. Standard operating procedure for a well-run AI lab trying to maintain negotiating leverage. Then DeepSeek happened. For those who missed it, a Chinese AI lab released a model that performed at frontier levels while reportedly spending a fraction of what the American labs were burning. The exact numbers are disputed, but the core claim landed like a bomb. Maybe all this compute spending is wasteful. Maybe the entire scaling paradigm is wrong. Maybe you don't need to light tens of billions of dollars on fire to reach AGI that was 2 weeks ago. The AI infrastructure thesis was suddenly in question. AWS, Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud, all of them built around the assumption that AI labs would need exponentially more compute forever. Then Anthropic announces this deal, $5 billion in equity, $100 billion in spending commitments. Over what time frame? That detail is conveniently vague in the public disclosures. But sources familiar with the structure say it's a 10-year commitment, $10 billion per year, every year, to Amazon, just for cloud services. Let's make sure we understand what happened here. Anthropic's CEO, Dario Amodè, one of the smartest people in AI safety, just signed his company up to spend $20 for every dollar Amazon put in. That's not a partnership. That's not strategic alignment. That's a revenue lock that would make a SaaS CFO weep with joy. Now let's steelman the bull case, because there is one, and it's not stupid. First, compute access is existential. If you believe foundation models will continue to scale and that the next generation of models will require orders of magnitude more training runs, then guaranteed access to compute is worth more than the sticker price. It's not just about having the GPUs. It's about having them when you need them, in the configuration you need, with the bandwidth you need. That's hard to price. OpenAI's relationship with Microsoft is built on similar logic. Microsoft isn't just writing checks. They're guaranteeing that when OpenAI needs to train GPT-5, the infrastructure will be there. Second, the economics might actually work. If Anthropic can convert that $10 billion per year in cloud spending into models that generate, say, $15 billion in revenue per year, then the deal prints money. They're essentially financing their infrastructure through dilution rather than debt. No interest payments, no covenants, just equity given up in exchange for the fuel they need to compete. Third, and this is the part that makes the deal genuinely interesting from a competitive standpoint, it removes a massive variable from Anthropic's planning. They don't have to negotiate with AWS anymore. They don't have to play cloud providers against each other. They don't have to worry about getting priced out or capacity constrained. They have a decade of runway locked in. That's operational clarity that OpenAI doesn't have, that Google's external customers definitely don't have. And fourth, the timing is perfect for Amazon. AWS revenue growth has been slowing. The company needed to demonstrate that AI infrastructure spending is real, not hype. Lock in $100 billion of future revenue from a credible frontier AI lab, and suddenly you have validation. You have a reason to keep building data centers. You have a story to tell investors about why capital expenditures will pay off. Bank of America projects AWS will generate $50 billion in revenue in 2023. Adding $10 billion per year from a single customer is a 20% boost. That changes the math on AWS's entire infrastructure build-out. Charlie Bell, AWS's senior vice president, said on the earnings call that the cloud is the foundation of AI. He's not wrong, but more specifically, AWS is betting it will be the foundation, and they just bought themselves a decade of proof. Now let's talk about what they're not telling you. $100 billion in committed spending over 10 years is not a partnership. It's a mortgage. Anthropic just agreed to pay Amazon twice what they received in funding every single year for a decade. Think about the implications. Anthropic's entire cost structure is now locked to a single vendor. Every model they train, every inference cluster they spin up, every experiment they run, all of it on AWS, forever. What happens if Google Cloud drops prices by 30%? What happens if Microsoft offers better GPU configurations? What happens if some startup figures out how to run inference at 1/10 the cost on custom chips? Anthropic can't switch. They're contractually obligated to spend that $10 billion every year, whether they need to or not. This is where the DeepSeek timing becomes almost comically bad for Anthropic. The entire deal is predicated on the assumption that frontier AI requires massive, ever-increasing compute spend, that scaling laws hold, that you need to train bigger models on more data using more GPUs. And then DeepSeek publishes results suggesting that a much leaner approach might work. Their cost per parameter is reportedly 1 cent compared to Claude's 10 cents. Now, those numbers are disputed, but the direction is not. If DeepSeek is even half right about efficiency, Anthropic just committed to buying 10x more compute than they actually need. Let me draw a historical parallel. In the 1990s, Sun Microsystems convinced enterprise customers to sign massive multi-year purchasing agreements for servers and software. The contracts were structured as commitments, not a la carte. You committed to buying X dollars of Sun gear, and in exchange, you got volume discounts and support guarantees. It worked great for Sun. It worked terribly for the customers, because the second cheaper, better alternatives emerged, those customers were stuck. They had committed capital sitting in data centers, underutilized, while the market moved on. Sun got their revenue. The customers got stuck with depreciated assets and sunk costs. Anthropic just signed the AI era's version of that deal, except instead of servers, they can resell, they're committed to compute. They consume. Once you run the training job, that compute is gone. There's no secondary market for used AWS credits. And here's the other thing nobody's talking about: governance. Amazon now owns a significant equity stake in Anthropic. They have board representation, they have visibility into Anthropic's roadmap, their cost structure, their competitive positioning. Every strategic decision Anthropic makes now happens with Amazon in the room. That's not funding. That's control. OpenAI gave Microsoft something similar, but they maintained independence through their weird capped profit structure. Anthropic just gave Amazon standard equity and a revenue guarantee. Matt Turk at First Mark Capital called this deal what it is: Anthropic becoming an Amazon subsidiary without the acquisition premium. Think about that. If Amazon had acquired Anthropic outright, they would have paid some multiple of revenue or some premium to the last funding round. Instead, they got operational control, guaranteed revenue, and equity for less than the cost of an acquisition. That's brilliant deal making if you're Amazon. It's a strategic disaster if you're Anthropic's early investors. So what does this mean for everyone else in the ecosystem? If you're OpenAI or Google, you just watched your competitor lock themselves to a single cloud provider for a decade. That's an exploitable weakness. You can optimize across providers. You can negotiate. You can move workloads to whoever offers the best economics. Anthropic can't. If you're Microsoft or Google Cloud, you just lost Anthropic as a potential customer forever. They're not coming back. That's $100 billion of potential revenue that's permanently off the table. If you're an AWS customer, this should make you nervous. Amazon just demonstrated they're willing to give massive preferential terms to strategic partners. What does that mean for your pricing? If Anthropic is getting $10 billion of cloud spending locked at today's rates, and cloud prices typically decline over time, you're subsidizing that deal. You're paying retail while Anthropic pays wholesale. If you're an investor in Anthropic, you need to run the numbers on what this actually means for returns. Let's do the math. Anthropic is now committed to spending $10 billion per year on AWS. That's essentially their entire cost of goods sold locked in. If they generate $15 billion in revenue, that's a 33% gross margin before accounting for R&D. Sales, marketing, G&A. That's not terrible, but it's not great. For comparison, software companies typically run 70 to 80% gross margins. Anthropic just structurally capped themselves at something closer to cloud infrastructure margins, which makes sense because they essentially are cloud infrastructure now. They're buying compute from Amazon and reselling it with a model wrapper. If you're a regulator, this deal should be fascinating. Amazon just locked in a decade of revenue from an AI lab that competes directly with Amazon's own AI offerings. That's vertical integration with extra steps. It's not illegal, but it's definitely worth scrutinizing. And if you're sitting at your desk right now, running a fund or allocating capital, here's what matters. The entire AI infrastructure thesis just changed. The assumption was that foundation model companies would be capital light on infrastructure because they'd rent it. That's over. The new model is strategic partnerships with cloud providers where the AI lab gives up economics and independence in exchange for guaranteed access. That changes valuations. It changes exit math. It changes what it means to be an AI startup. Let's synthesize. Anthropic just traded their entire future margin structure for guaranteed compute access at exactly the moment that DeepSeek suggested massive compute might not be necessary. Amazon locked in $100 billion of revenue over 10 years and got equity in a frontier AI lab for a fraction of what an acquisition would have cost. And the entire market just learned that infrastructure access is now table stakes that requires giving up independence. Here's my prediction. Within 18 months, we'll see at least two more deals structured this way. OpenAI will formalize something similar with Microsoft. Google will offer the same terms to one of the AI labs currently shopping for compute. And the dynamic will be clear. If you want to compete at frontier scale, you don't raise venture capital. You sell yourself to a cloud provider in installments. That's Edge Capital Insights for today. I'm Sloan. Stay sharp. Stay skeptical.